Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Sweet Sour Pork reality test of what's going on in terms of the demon rats. I like that term from Judge Pirro on Fox. And the term that I use, which is amazing, the two great minds think alike, haha. And the great mind of Lowell Ponte is here to tell us this article called How Today's Democrats Are Seizing Power. And this is a very vicious comedy, isn't it? I mean, it's like the ancient Roman comedy where there's a crying face and a laughing face. This is hard to believe it's going on again, but this has been going on for decades with the demon rats. And it's now in places like, you know, two counties in Florida and here with Kristen Sinema, who's now declared the winner. It's obscene what's going on, isn't it? And it's so over the top where the greater laws are completely violated. And I look at this lady who is they've already been in trouble in the past at this district in Florida. I'm just amazed that these kind of things continue to go on, and there's no intervention to stop it. I mean, luckily there's a few minor things like this one in Georgia, but let's go through all the details of your letter, and the points of what the Democrats are doing is beyond violating the civil rights of people, because the most important thing we do is vote.
We have some amazing topics on the side, too, that will be part of today's discussion.
Sure.
Least of which, in the European Union, their official court has ruled that the taste of food cannot be trademarked. That has some amazing implications to it, as we'll see. But also, why does California...
The taste of food, why? You mean they can't say a certain food has a specific, exquisite, a certain kind of taste? You're kidding.
No, they say that you cannot claim to have the trademark on a particular taste, which is interesting because, for example, broccoli... It's very well known among scientists that certain people taste broccoli as bitter, and others taste broccoli as sweet or pleasant. I happen to be one of those who likes the sweetness of it.
Right.
But many people just can't stand broccoli, such as George W. Bush.
Right.
Who made quite a display out of saying, I don't like broccoli, and to hell with it, I'm not going to eat it. Anyway, why does California have so many wildfires? I have my own theory, which is indisputable, really, and that is because it's so much closer to hell.
Well, that's the theological theory, but I can get into technical. The first reason is, and you or yourself went up there with you, I think your dad, to clear out the dust between the trees. I worked in British Columbia back in 77 in Houghton Hope, which is near the Douglas firs out there in the forest, and we'd have foresters actually cutting those down. And these guys would literally climb up the tree and go chop off the tree and chop it down in pieces off the top. And you can go 6 feet off the freeway, in British Columbia. It's about 100 miles outside of Vancouver. And it was unbelievably dark. It was the middle of night, 6 feet out in. And you have to understand, if you don't clean up the dust and the dead trees and so on, that's a fire starter. Secondly, if you have fire in the roots of trees, they can migrate for weeks or months. And then all of a sudden explode when the humidity drops to a certain percentage and the conditions are right. So, and they didn't maintain the back roads, so those are what we call ground things that anybody with sense should know. Secondly, you have to have reservoir waters, big tanks and so on, and and underground reservoirs or above ground reservoirs that you have to have so you have water. You also have to have enough aircraft so you can drop either dump water or fire retardants. Apparently there were so many drones in the air they actually were interfering with the helicopters who were trying to drop fire retardant on the aircraft. And then we have advanced baddie stuff. Smart grid and smart meters actually create sparks. If you've got chaparral and other things around, they're going to start a fire. And we know that the electrical companies throughout California have not moved their power lines away from the duft and the fire that could start. So they create sparks because of smart grid. It actually causes a surge in the power lines and can create sparks. Then finally, we have directed energy weapons. Besides drones that can have green lasers on them, you can have a directed energy weapon from a satellite or a drone that can start a fire, and you have simple plain arsonists. You hire a guy, he throws a match into the area, and then it blows up like this. They call it the campfire. This one up in Northern California that killed up to 40 people, 42 people. The largest number dead in one fire in American history. And that happened recently because somebody had so-called a campfire and it went crazy. But so there's multiple reasons why this is happening, and at the same time they're mismanaging the water supply of the we call the primary water, and they aren't recharging the aquifers, and they're mismanaging even the dam up there in Northern California. So it's a lot of a combination of mismanagement and plain evil, because they want to depopulate much of America and they want to clean those areas out and push the American population to basically super cities in the central part of the continent with no rural and no coastal populations. That's their intention, isn't it?
I have no doubt that that is part of it. Now,
right.
Obviously, scientifically, the cure for big forest fires is little forest fires. That is, let small fires burn when they burn, and that very often solves the problem of having enough tinder laying around that you have massive, uncontrollable fires.
Well, that's true, and I guess control burns have been there forever. I have another technology.
In fact, in the Willamette Valley of Florida, they now find that the Native Americans who lived there 1,000 years ago were masters at controlled burning. They would clear out areas so they would have wonderful pasture lands and green areas for game hunting and so on. So when Americans first came, or when white people from Europe finally came to the Willamette Valley, they thought it was a wonderful example of nature, but it was a profoundly unnatural environment. The Indians had reshaped it completely over thousands of years.
Because they were smart, and they knew how to interact with the land. Now, there's another technology I want people to understand. We have weather modification, scalar technology to create torsion waves, so we can direct storms and storm cells to bring rain back, which we have actually, they purposely put a blocking eye in the North Pacific against Fukushima Daiichi. The second thing is on the ground, and I know this from science and quantum mechanics, a plasma beam directed by a firefighter in the future could literally cut off the fire by the electron transport. It's like positrons. This plasma beam of positrons would turn off fires and cut them off like a scissor. Then you fly a drone and fire a fire retardant, so it creates a microfilm so oxygen can't interact with the material, so you can't restart a fire. So what you do is you fly a drone and it takes a thermal image and drops a microdose on it. And then you can go in and do microfires, like you mentioned, because you have to stop the roots from burning out for miles. You got to have these microfires to actually contain it so it doesn't reburn. In other words, you got to get rid of the duft and the things of dead trees and so on, so you don't have fire accelerants. Now the other thing is we put in the upper atmosphere nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, so they weaponize space to create not only torsion fields so they can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes, but also storms. If you hit a specific harmonic resonant frequency for a volcano or a fault zone, you can release energy causing an earthquake or volcanic release, and you can move storm cells around like little kitchen toys. I mean, people don't understand this. We can completely control the weather. There's five nations with weather modification. We're the most advanced. Next is Russia. About 12 years ago, the Russians notified the Brazilians they could fly in an Aeroflot jet and control a cyclone coming in to destroy the largest city in the southern hemisphere with the largest population, Sao Paulo, Brazil. And they did it. They actually moved the storm away so it didn't strike their land. So when we have superstorms striking us or we don't have rain, part of it is the ignorance of Donald Trump, or he's not been advised that these things exist. And number two, we haven't cleaned up the ground because the managers of the ground here in California are idiots. I mean, I worked in British Columbia 40-some years ago, and they were doing proper forestry management to make sure they didn't have superstorms by having, firestorms. When a fire gets going on these areas, they can move it you know, 300 miles an hour with a 2,000 to 3,000 degree temperature, you're not going to outrun it. You're going to become burnt pieces of bone fragments inside your car, outside your car. And this happened in Paradise and other cities up there just last week, didn't they?
Oh, those were horrible fires. And, of course,
right.
Part of the problem in California is you have things like the Chaparral cycle.
Right, which is a fire cycle, isn't it? It's a fire cycle.
It is, yeah. Without fire, you see, Chaparral gives off a kind of vapor from its leaves that suppresses the germination of seeds of other plants.
Right.
And so the only way those plants ever burst into bloom is when a fire rages across the land, burns off the leaves of the Chaparral temporarily. They're no longer putting out vapor for a time, and so the other seeds suddenly can germinate.
Right.
And that's just in the natural system. It's been there for many thousands of years.
Yeah.
What do we have now? We have Jerry Brown trying to blame everything on global warming.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
A little bit deceitful.
I call him an enviromaniac. He's an environmental misfit and an imbecile, and he has no idea what he's doing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Continue this analysis. What are the Democrats going to do in the next, say, 100 days? What's up?
Oh, well, they are going to carry out their attempt to steal elections here, obviously. They've already stolen Arizona, in effect, winning with a liberal Democrat in the same county that just overwhelmingly elected a Republican governor, and yet it would not elect a Republican senator. Isn't that strange? But this is the difficulty. This is why 46% of Americans now say they no longer or never did believe in democracy, because it can be so manipulated. In my column at WorldNet Daily, How Today's Democrats Are Seizing Power, I recall how Hugh Hewitt, a longtime political commentator, worked in the government many years, wrote a book called If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat, Crushing the Democrats in Every Election and Why Your Life Depends on It. The problem is, he remembers a day when you had, Mayor Daley of Chicago stealing the state of Illinois in 1960 for the Democrat, for John F. Kennedy instead of Richard Nixon. But that involved taking only 8,858 votes in statewide margin. In 2008, Minnesota Democrats conjured enough votes from nowhere to turn Republican Norm Coleman's 725-vote victory for Senate into a 312-vote loss. This was when, up in Duluth, in the Iron Range, in the Mesabi Range there, they had Democrat poll workers mysteriously finding in the trunks of their own cars ballot boxes stuffed with ballots that happened to be heavily for Al Franken. How odd. That was when they had already carried out in Minnesota what George Soros is now trying to do nationally, which is to elect state and regional attorney generals to control the environment. Why is that important? Because the attorney general, normally you would think of him as an insignificant post, but when it comes time to recount ballots or to have a recount or play with a damaged election, those guys set the rules. And, for example, in Minnesota in 2008, one rule that was set is if you get a ballot where the voter drew an X across the name of Al Franken, that meant that they were voting for Al Franken. But if a voter drew an X across the name of the Republican, Norm Coleman, that meant they were voting against Norm Coleman. They literally applied that rule to recounting the ballots, and that's much of what they're trying to do in Florida. But what's interesting in Florida now, the Democrats don't need to get close anymore to be able to steal an election. They are willing to steal tens, indeed hundreds of thousands of votes in order to win. And that shows a degree of chutzpah, or should we say dafka, in the higher Jewish tradition, that is just beyond imagining. I mean, to think that they believe they can get away with that now that they control the media, they control the judges, and so on. But they've already stolen nearly 100,000 votes in one of the races in Florida, and they continue stealing more. Or, to give you another example, we mentioned Georgia. Next door, a federal judge has just stepped in to freeze what was going on there so that no definitive ruling could be handed down against Democrat Stacey Abrams, an ultra-leftist. She has overcome tens of thousands of votes. Can she win the rest? Apparently so, because the judge handing down that ruling was U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg. Amy Totenberg, to say she is leftist is not sufficient. She is, of course, a Barack Obama appointee. But right. She's more than that. She is the sister of National Public Radio ultra-leftist legal reporter Nina Totenberg. Nina Totenberg in 2008 gave the Obama campaign $1,750, and shortly thereafter, her sister was appointed a federal judge by Obama.
Wow.
I wouldn't say this is a dirty
environment. That's a form of nepotism, a form of Democratic nepotism.
Well, I mean, it shows who's actually running the system and how. And therefore, I think, if it were up to me, I would say two things are still possible, because Donald Trump is right. We'll never get an honest vote total out of Florida, because so much has already been done to corrupt the election. They've taken disqualified provisional ballots.
Why don't they start another vote right from scratch? Just and have them by a
well,
proper team that has to come in there.
There's one or two possibilities. One is just to declare the Republicans the winners as they were on election night. The other is to start from scratch. But one thing you cannot do is declare Democrats the winners after all this manipulation by Democrat judges,
right,
officials, which is just outrageous, almost beyond human imagining.
Well, in Florida, they have Pam Bondi, who is the AG, so I don't think she's happy with this. So my guess is Pam Bondi is going to do something that's going to put this into a full force, either a re-election process, not a recount, because a recount is, for example, there's so many contaminated ballots that were mixed by this one, Snipes. You can't possibly take the old ballots and use them now. They're basically worthless, right?
Right. And these ballots, of course, Democrat lawyers just this week were arguing in the case of what was shown to them to be ballots cast by illegal aliens, by non-citizens.
Right.
They were still demanding that those ballots be counted because they happened to be for the Democrats. Imagine that.
That's pretty nervy, isn't it? Don't you find that nervy?
I find it typical.
Right, typical and nervy.
Well, if you want to see what's nervy, for example, a judge, albeit a Bush-appointed one, but a liberal judge in Florida, was faced with a legal action called for by the governor, the Republican governor, who said, why won't a station state guards, state police officials, to watch the voting machines, the ballot boxes, the counting of the process,
right,
all times? And the judge slapped that down, saying instead he was going to allow the sheriff in Broward County.
Yeah, corrupt sheriff.
Appoint three judges. Now, who is the sheriff in Broward County? He is Sheriff Israel.
Oh, no.
Same guy, same hardline Democrat, who was demagoguing against the gun industry in the shooting down there that happened a few months ago. He's the guy he's the one who refused to send sheriffs in to rescue any of the kids who might get shot.
Yeah, somebody should have been shot himself, actually. Israel should have got in there.
That's who was put in charge of protecting the ballots. Now, this is after one major congressman, Congressman Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, down there, was visiting the election protocol along with the governor's representative early one evening as this controversy was erupting, and he saw people hauling boxes and boxes full of ballots from unmarked vehicles into the counting place. And he lifted up his camera and started to videotape what he was seeing going on, because this means the ballots were out of official legal monitoring.
Yeah, they weren't being brought into the to the facility properly, or people voting at the agency are coming in from
the
postal delivery truck delivering them. They're brought in boxes.
A Democrat official dispatched their guards to order him off the scene and that he stopped taping. He was not permitted to videotape this. That's what this election is going on, is like.
My. Yeah, this one snipes. I can tell when I look at her eyes and think, this lady is evil.
She is like a priestess, isn't she?
She's probably a Santeria. Santeria, how would you think?
Trading involved.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is pretty disgusting stuff, isn't it? I honestly think with great monitoring, we should have a re-election in this area. DeSantis against Gillum. This guy Gillum is a fast-talking, smooth slime machine. I don't give a damn what color his skin is. He wants to play the race card so he can get not only the black vote, but make him shame other people who are not voting for him. This guy's a devil.
The guy who took thousands of dollars in gifts from people he thought were developers. In fact, they were FBI agents. And afterward, after taking that money, they put in a request, would he approve city spending of $2.2 million on a project? And he just authorized the city.
You mean he got blackmailed by
$2.2 million to people who'd been paying him bribes.
So, okay, so the people paying bribing him were, we say, FBI?
Yes.
But you know what? I changed the name of the FBI. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
The Federal Bastards of Instigation. Do you like that?
Probably truer under Obama than we'd like to believe.
It still is. There's a lot of them need to be cleaned out. I mean, these people learned the standard operational procedure, which is why McCabe and these others, they're not an anomaly. This is what's called SOP, Standard Operational Procedure. I mean, when the FBI can do this, is because they know they can play games like this, you know, blackmail, manipulation and everything. This is not an anomaly, is it?
I still remember the first time I voted as a callow youth, and I wrote in Mickey Mouse for some high office, and I then went home expecting the newspaper to report how many people had put down Mickey Mouse for that office, and was shocked to find they don't report all these other votes. By the way, in Maine right now, there is a legal contest underway. Because in Maine, they do have authorized, not in federal elections, but elsewhere, but they're using it in a federal election illegally, this idea of ranked voting. I don't know how much ranked voting that you have in Canada. They have it in Australia and elsewhere. And that is where you don't just vote for candidate A or candidate B. You say, my first choice is candidate A, my second choice is candidate B, my third choice is a third-party candidate. And then if nobody wins 50% of the votes, then you add in the second choice ballot that people have cast. So, for example, if you had all the Republican votes combined with all of the Libertarian votes, which would probably otherwise be Republican, that might add up to 50%. And the Republican on top of that pile would then win. But it allows you to not be trapped into this voting for two parties, both of whom are evil, or one of whom is the stupid party and one of whom is the evil party.
Right.
You actually could vote for people you actually believe in as your first choice, and then pick an evil party as your second choice. But it would have forced the candidates to recognize they hadn't won anything like 50%. Oh, in fact, Bill Clinton, when he won, Bill Clinton never won a majority, as you know, for president. He won 43% in the first election and 49% in the second. So there was none of this, oh, I won the popular vote idiocy. We've discussed before, by the way, the challenge with democracy. First, of eligible voters, people who could register to vote, a third never even register.
Right.
So an election is only held by the two-thirds who do register, half of whom don't vote.
Right. For example,
so
if you look at the...
So the election's actually held only by one-third of the eligible voters, and only half of them vote for the winner.
Right. And if you look at
the winner in an election is usually one-sixth of the eligible voter population.
Right, so you look at millennials, who everybody's got, they're very rabidly leftists and so on. They vote, like, I think, only 14% of the time. So they're almost like absolute adult leaves, like, are you kidding me? You're going to be really, really uber against, say, Donald Trump, and you want all this free college and free this and free that, but you don't even take out the effort to vote? You're kidding. Now, if you look at the group between, say, 30 and 65, probably, I'd say, over 50% vote. And then it drops off after 65 because some of them are in senior homes and elsewhere. A little bit, but it's nowhere near as bad as the millennials up to age 30. They just don't show up.
No, the millennial vote also didn't increase in this election significantly at all.
Right, that's because they're too involved with their own lives, or they think it's just all a joke. Or even if they're leftists in their viewpoints and they want free college and free this and free that and reduce their student loans, they don't show up. I see what I call purposely designed delayed adolescence. You know, when I went to school and I was had to be, you know, with it, you know, I realized I had to get on with my future. I had my first PhD program finished at age 21. I had my MD finished at 26. Okay, and my training, my residency. I had a practice when I was 27 with 22,000 Mormons. I wasn't screwing around thinking, you know, hey, I might get to it when I'm 30. No. The vast majority of young people, a lot of them nowadays, are living with mom. They're still going to university, or they're being supported by their parents, or they're in debt to their eyeballs, which is why if they ever do get a relationship, they don't have the money to buy a home, a car, or even start a family. Our population is being choked.
In fact, they're having lower rates of sex than all previous generations.
Right, and what's going on now, they're not only having not lower rates of sex, which is avoiding sexually transmitted disease, they're delaying families until they're so late, or women, until they're past the mid-30s. They aren't going to have kids because they're functionally sterile. Right? 25% of the couples now are functionally sterile.
Reduced birth rate. I'm happy to say, of course, that I was the product of a dying ovary. I was born when my mother was about 38, 39.
Right.
But that is the exception.
Well, by the way, the ovaries is another anomaly that I wanted to clear up. This idea you got old or bad ovaries. My uncle, John, his mother, my grandmother, had him at what age do you think she had him?
57.
Exactly. You're right on. 57.
See, my intuition is...
The oldest recorded female pregnancy in Canada.
My goodness.
Yeah, and she wasn't AIVF or anything. She was naturally fertile at 57, still having periods, until her way into her 60s. Okay.
Well, that is because, like the sense of taste, a lot of other factors in the body are subject to biochemical individuality.
Well,
and so she did not age as fast as other people.
Well, my mother's family carry a number of genes, including the FOXO2 gene, which they've descended and given to me. If you have it, you've got about a 20 times chance longer that you're going to live to be 100. So I have those genes. So if I can get over my diabetes and my other issues, I have about 20 times more chance of being 100-year-old. So I can be around here causing a lot of trouble for many more decades.
Of course, I remember Bertrand Russell came from a family of a lot of males who lived to be 100, and he once noted there was one exception to this. This was the lord in his family a few centuries ago, who died of something that today is relatively rare as a condition. He was beheaded by the king.
Well, that's a hard condition to get over, isn't it?
It is, but I just want to remind
you. Well, actually, you know what?
He beheaded by the king.
Well, recently my son, who's got great hair, he decided to do a buzz cut. This is a buzz cut below your chin. How's that?
Okay.
Pretty funny, eh? What do you think is going to happen? Here's my prediction. I don't see good behavior. I see Nancy Pelosi saying, we're just going to investigate. We're just looking for the truth. No, they're not. They're looking to behead, in a sense, Donald Trump. They've actually already got on the tap that they're going to actually subpoena Don Jr. for meeting with this lawyer from Russia. These people are nuts. Nadler and these other people are going to come in a form of geopolitical harry-carry. They're going to disembowel themselves. And Donald Trump, being a counterpuncher, is probably going to point you, if it's not Whitaker, it'll be another attorney general. They'll start another independent counsel, go after Clinton, Podesta, and all the Democrats, and they're going to start dropping like flies. They're going to realize there's a payback here. If you want to turn this into a war, you do not want to do a war with a counterpunching president like Donald Trump. He's going to come at you with
war, but even if they had a chance of winning it, the reality is the American people don't really want they've lived up to now because as the minority, they could just sit back and be critics, but now they're expected to actually do something.
Well, I think you're going to see, here's my prediction. I think the Republicans will gain 60 to 70 seats in the House. They'll exceed a number of new senators to have a full majority of 60 plus in the Senate. The Democrats will literally be smoldering in the grave, like John Brown's body is smoldering in the grave. The party will be completely and utterly annihilated in the 2020 elections. And by the way, it's not far away.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We try to use a little bit of humor here, but this is scary stuff. The problem is, it's not really humorous when there's a body count. And what the Democrats are going to do is they're trying to destroy the country where they're not going to deal with things like the support to all Americans, like safe borders, less violence, better support for the police. They don't talk even about bringing ICE now. I mean, basically, if you don't have ICE, you're going to have criminals roaming the country that are going to just kill people. And there's more and more stories. I saw one about this dreamer who killed three people, and he was released from a sanctuary city. I mean, this is getting pretty disgusting, and the Democrats can't defend it. And now that they're actually in a position of power, they're going to destroy themselves. Before they could whine and raise all kinds of issues, now they have to shut up and actually do something to collaborate with Trump. And if they start 85 investigations, including subpoenaing Don Jr., this is going to get very ugly, and if they think Trump is going to take it lying down without counterpunching, they're a freaking idiot. So Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and Cory Booker and so on, they better take a reality check. This is going to get ugly. Some of these people are going to end up in prison. especially when they incite violence or what I call a coup. This is a form of a soft coup against Donald Trump. And it's going to also energize people to try to assassinate Trump. And believe me, if they want to see him mutate into a kind of a semi-dictator by declaring martial law, it's very possible, considering the Democratic behavior, that Trump may well become and be forced to actually declare martial law against the Democrats. This may actually happen, I think.
Oh, a lot of crazy things may happen. California.
I'm gonna put bets on it. I'm not a betting man. I'm going to tell you. These Democrats, I was hoping, were going to collaborate on things like infrastructure and reduced drug prices and better health care costs and a safe border and rational immigration and the DACA kids. No. They didn't want to solve DACA. They want power. They don't care if they do anything good for the American people. They just want to have that, I just want to run my hands through the greedy power balls.
Sure, and
I want to be in control.
In a state like California, they're going to have to depend on the fact that they will have so much power in Congress, they'll control so many committee chairmanships, that they can squeeze the money they need to operate and maintain their welfare state out of other states. But other states are not going to be terribly happy. I don't think they're going to be joyous in Omaha, Nebraska.
It's right.
Taxed to support California's welfare state. This is similar to what we were seeing with Macron in meeting in France a few days ago with Trump when he says, nationalism is bad. What he means by that and what he means by we're going to start a European autonomous army, as Craig Smith and I wrote in Money, Morality, and the Machine, that's being done for an obvious reason. They want to have enough military might to keep other people from leaving the European Union.
That's the only purpose.
To pay their bills.
They'll never have a military large enough and strong enough to fight Russia, China, or America.
They
only simply want to make sure.
They just expect military strong enough to keep other countries.
Well, they want to absorb the military of Hungary and Austria and Italy. And those militaries, therefore,
countries will let them. The point is, if you'd like a copy of this book, which is a fascinating read, has a lot of stuff like this in it.
Right.
Yeah, an absolutely free ebook copy. We'll pay the postage and everything just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And if you want an example of chutzpah on this line of people refusing to allow an exit, progressives so far have put together an exit tax in Illinois. You will literally be taxed if you're a wealthy person and try to leave the state. They're going to expect a hefty amount of your money just for the right to get out.
I have a feeling those smart, rich people will hire lawyers and fight it.
I don't think
they've erected a financial cybernetic wall that if you leave a state to another part of the United States, they can tax your ass trying to leave. I don't think that's legal. Do you?
I don't know.
No, I think that they're
Pennsylvania a couple of decades ago. Was it Ohio? They were trying to do it by eminent domain. That is, if you were a company and tried to leave, they would simply confiscate your factory.
Oh, really?
A whole lot of companies, that's just a building with empty walls.
Well, I have a feeling that the smart people with money will fight that. They'll get smart lawyers, and the government will be tied up for decades trying to do something they can't do. I mean, you got to understand this. Like, one of the things they put at the top of their agenda is to seize guns. As Charlton Heston said, you can seize this gun out of my cold, dead hands. And I'm going to tell you, you send Delta Force to try to seize my guns, Delta Force and police, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day. I got armor-piercing weapons, and I'll put exotic weapons. If I think you're coming, you're passing legislation, I got weapons I can construct in an afternoon, a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. You want to come here and take my guns, you're not going to have a bad day, you're not going home to your wife, you're going to freaking die. And that means the government should realize that at some point we're not going to have the voting box or the witness box. We're going to have the cartridge box. Not just guns, but a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns, and we're not going to take it anymore. Just like the movie Network, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. We're just not.
And so in a welfare state democracy, democracy can be hazardous to your health. And so is, according to Jane Brody of the New York Times, is caffeine. There's new
caffeine
causes severe stress to the heart, severe increases in cortisol.
Well,
we already know about its oddity with IQ. You know, you take two cups of coffee, you get smarter. You drink a third cup of coffee, you get dumber.
Well, look at Bloomberg. Bloomberg has spent $100 million to try to push Democrats.
But he wants to be president.
But 4 years ago, he passed a state law that was going to start seizing guns of veterans. And you know what the SWAT teams did? They had a private meeting with them and said, look, the first home we're going to get the guns away from. The second home, they'll have people stationed on the roof with arm-piercing weapons, and we're all, SWAT teams are going to die. And I want you to know this, people, in even California, you start seizing guns from veterans in this state, where we Republicans own 93% of all the guns, a lot of us are veterans, you're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. You're going to face plant. You're going to deal with the public that's going to pop you, coming in the door, down the corner. You're not even going to know who's going to get you. And it may not be a gun. It could be an exotic weapon. You won't hear a pop or anything. You're just going to die. Okay? So you need to understand that we're not going to put up with it. Doesn't matter if you put it to the Supreme Court, you do this or that. It's not going to happen. They don't get this, do they? They don't realize there's some point where the dragon turns on them and we bite their head off. It's going to happen.
The bad part is that innocent police would be dying when it should probably...
No, they're not innocent. They're not innocent. Let me explain. If you're... I took care of Navy SEALs. And you know what to become a Navy SEAL? They ask you a series of 6 questions. If you answer them, you'll shoot Americans, you'll do this and that. Ultimately means you'll turn your weapon on an American. You're not innocent if you'll do that. If you're a police officer trying to seize a legal gun from a law-abiding citizen, you're going to die. You're no longer innocent. You were pre-innocent. You're not innocent when you show up at someone's door with a weapon and flak jacket on and all that crap, and you're going to seize our guns. You're not. At that point, you're an enemy combatant, and you're going to die. Now, you might kill a bunch of us. You might get some of us in trucks and hauls off to civil detention for execution, but you keep on doing it, you're not going to make it. It might be not the first home, maybe the 10th home. You're going to bite it, okay? You need to know this is not a thing to do. And I work with the troops for 4 decades. I can tell you, our American military, including Navy SEALs, will not turn on the American public. They'll turn there.
Now, they've been experimenting by giving our troops over the years speed, for example, amphetamines of various kinds.
That's the same thing as Adolf Hitler did when he did the push across the French, the Maginot Line.
Well, at least he took it himself. The question is, if caffeine is a stress substance to the heart, how much caffeine do you drink a day, or is there something better in the world of nutraceuticals people should be taking?
So what do you mean to be the limitless pill? I have the combination.
You have energy and so on.
Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and NADH, and Sports Energy Light. Period. If you take those, you're going to increase your ATP, NADH, your neurotransmitters, and you take our Mood Energizer, which is acetyltyrosine.
Coffee or tea.
Mood Energizer, acetyltyrosine, boom, more ATP, more energy, and more dopamine, norepinephrine. And we do it biochemically. You do not need to take drugs. Period.
Uh-huh.
I have the formula, the limitless formula. I can raise your IQ. I can make you literally, battle for days without sleeping. I can do it today. I don't have to wait. We have already the limitless formula now. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, I mean, look at this. This is 80 years ago. Adolf Hitler actually had his pharmacists make up drugs to make his people on speed. When they went across the French lines, they beat the Blitzkrieg across there to defeat the French. Was people on, they were on crack. They were on crack, basically. Right?
Well, I feel...
A Nazi form of crack.
Listen to your show.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, don't bring it, people. You crazy demon rats, you have not exposed yourself to the righteous violence of the right. You want to see us go crazy? You don't want to see it. Because you're not going to take over power. You're going to take over 6 feet of dirt. That's what you're going to take over. If we bury your body and not incinerate it. How's that? Don't try it. You'll not like the results. And I can tell you, all my military friends, I'm living near the Marines, they won't put up with this. They won't.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.